Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
A scandal of the century. This House Oversight Committee, reportedly.
Yeah.
Top Biden administration officials misused executive authority, took actions without then-President Joe Biden's authorization as his mental acuity declined. And as his mental acuity declined, their power increased. Mm-hmm. Biden, this is from the report, Biden's inner circle hid the extent of his mental decline from the American people and exercised executive authority by abusing the president's auto pen and taking advantage of the lax chain of command. That's according to the reports by the House Oversight Committee.
Yeah, if that is true, that is certainly almost a coup.
Yeah. No, and you can see it. And I can remember explaining this during the Biden administration without even knowing this. The reason that you didn't see Barack Obama as radical as he was doing the things you saw Biden do is Obama wanted the mansion on Martha's Vineyard. He wanted to be able to do interviews. He wanted to be able to credibly appear in public. But with Joe Biden, the people who wanted to do really bad things to America showed trials and jail the entire Republican Party ecosystem, as we're now finding out overnight in Arctic Frost, turned the FBI into the Stasi, jackboot thugs, but did you hear that, what came out, by the way, in Arctic Frost? They were investigating a Republican grassroots organizer who runs a very large grassroots operation because he's, they claim, a fan of Putin and does not like the FBI. That's their own internal documents.
Okay, those, as you mentioned in several different circumstances, that may not sound nice, but where's the crime?
Yeah, he called the FBI goons in a post. This is part of their argument.
Well, then,
for getting the warrants to spy on him.
If that's the case, then there are numerous congresspeople, liberal media hosts who ought to be investigated for talking about ICE and Border Patrol. Because they're saying that, and in fact, a governor, Pritzker, he's saying the very same thing.
So when you look at like why they were going after the entire Republican ecosystem, censoring anybody criticizing them, particularly people writing effectively about their crimes, like Real Clear Politics. They were doing all of these things that Obama, opening the borders, Obama only dreamed about. But if you've got Joe Biden in the corner drooling and eating ice cream and getting to go to the beach every weekend, yeah, Joe, go to the beach again. We got a handle. Don't worry about it, buddy. The people who were nameless wouldn't have to take the fall for all of these things that happened. It gave them tremendous power, but it also gave the Democrat Party tremendous power because they could jettison him. And other, oh, that wasn't us. That was old Joe. He was just a little senile. He didn't mean to let 12 million people in to vote for us. Sorry. Rush Limbaugh predicted this. He predicted right after the election, I can remember the show him talking about this, that they would use Biden. But this is why they wanted Biden so badly. Because there was nobody like him. I've often wondered why, as Biden was so unpopular, remember his campaign was on death watch. Literally, the media was joking about it. He wouldn't, and back in 2019, we had an open IRS investigation for money laundering into Joe and Hunter. We know that now, right? Why would the FBI, the IRS, go so far as to gag the agents who had the evidence that the $30 million from the Chinese, $3 million of it went to Joe Biden? He is the big guy. Why would they gag them so they couldn't even speak for years? Why would they make sure Joe was viable and made it over the finish line so they could use him exactly like this? They would have, Lee, total compromise on him. They would piggyback on the compromise the Chinese already had. It had to be Joe. I've always wondered about this. See, Americans don't understand it. They think, oh, well, the FBI, you know, covered up the laptop, lied, hid the laptop, which they had in their possession since 2019, hid the money laundering and the foreign bribery investigation that were well underway because he's a Democrat. No, no, they did all of this in 2019. Campaign didn't start until 2020 officially. There are plenty of other great Democrats. They could have gone with Buttigieg. They could have gone with Klobuchar, who were polling higher, by the way, at the time. Had to be Joe. Why? They could control him. They had compromise. I said, look at the Chinese. They got compromise. We'll just piggyback on that. We can do whatever we want. FBI could do whatever we want. We'll be off the chain. So could the Democrat Party. It had to be Joe. Nobody else would allow them to destroy themselves this way. And the senility, which was present during the campaign, was an added bonus, Lee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
The more he drooled, the more demented he got, the more powerful they were. He was a tool they could jettison and blame everything on and actually get everything done.
But of course, they were denying that this was going on while it
yes.
was happening. Biden was simply an avatar.
Yes, that's it. Perfect word.
He basically could be inserted whenever they need to show presidential authority and then removed from the situation when they didn't want it.
And because of that, they had to conceal the extent of his mental decline, according to the report. Through, listen to this, scripted messaging, controlled public appearances, and limited access. In fact, part of the reason they actually built that, remember that fake Oval Office that they built across the street? Was so they could keep him over there and out of the White House while they worked.
Probably thought he was in the White House.
Well, it's like geriatric daycare.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it literally was. Yeah. You know, Lee, he might, at times toward the end there, when he had that vacant look, he might not have realized he wasn't in the White House. Staffers controlled Biden's daily activities, appearances, and workload to prevent the public from seeing his diminishing mental capacity.
You mentioned workload, and I'm sorry, I don't want to distract you, but look at the difference between the Biden administration and what was going on with Avatar Joe.
Yeah.
And what Donald Trump is doing just today. Donald Trump today has done more than Biden did in a whole quarter. I mean, you look at all the meetings he's going through, this whole Asian Pacific trip, And this is on top of trying to negotiate a some type of peace in Ukraine and Russia, trying to keep the ceasefire going in the Middle East, doing trade deals here and there, taking out narco terrorists in the Caribbean, in the the Gulf of America. And it's just all of this going on. And if you look back on the Biden administration, they were putting a lid on him at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. And look, thank God again that Kamala Harris didn't win, because all of this stuff that you're seeing Donald Trump do is not even really his job. He doesn't, in other words, it's not something you'd require a president to do, these trade deals. And what he is doing brilliantly, he's basically locking up all these trade deals, South Korea, Japan, Australia, showing China,
yes,
we can get rare earth minerals.
Yes,
we can do it. So you better come to the table. What did she would have done none of this. In fact, you would have seen her put more restrictions, as Joe Biden did, on rare earth minerals. I mean, we only had two major mines. He put one of them off limits for 20 years.
And would not have been doing anything to try to rectify the situation and put any pressure on China to change their behavior. They would be encouraging it.
And we need those minerals. I mean, we can't even build basic military hardware without them. We'd have to ask China's permission. So when you look at what's going on, and here, Trump learned from something, okay? Because when you look at what happened this summer, just to set this whole thing up, I made a huge deal out of it. The New York Post did a very good job of covering it. What happened was Trump was driving home that trade deal with 100% profit, right? I'm sorry, 150% tariff, right? Mm-hmm. He brought China to the table. But then, you know what China did? They pulled rank and said, all right, we'll shut down the pipeline of rare earths. And then the stories began to come out in the Wall Street Journal. Oh my gosh, our auto assembly lines will begin to shut down by July.
Yeah.
They won. He had to back off. You know, he's backed off the tariffs, and people have kind of made fun of him for like, oh, he's not serious. But he had to back off, or American auto production was going to stall. And look at what the Chinese did. When they came back to the table, and they won that round, because Joe Biden, the Democrats, and stupid environmental policy for years. That's why, I mean, Trump inherited that, right?
Yes.
So what happened was the Chinese said, okay, what we'll do is we'll provide the rare earths for your top three auto manufacturers, but nobody else. That was the deal in the summer.
Yeah.
So Trump has had to regroup, go cut trade deals, you know, concerning rare earth minerals all over the earth, cut a deal to basically reshore with Tim Cook, open the Arizona facility that will make those semiconductor chips. So we're basically bringing the whole Taiwanese production line to America. They own it, but they'll employ Americans. Then he had to cut all the trade deals to secure the rare earth minerals. This is what he's been doing since his loss this summer. And we needed to take that loss to see, because China was forced to put their cards on the table. So
he's conducting an economic world war.
Yes, he is. Oh my gosh, that's perfect. An economic world war. Can I use that for my battleground
you
podcast?
You go right ahead.
I'm going to write that down.
That's my sole contribution for the day.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, he is. So he had to regroup and lock this in. And we've seen the $50 million here, you know, $100 million there, investments by the Pentagon in these mining companies, right? All of this stuff is not super sexy. But when you put it all together, now he sits down with Xi and says, we can get rare earth minerals. Now let's talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.